651 1320 WILS. My next guest, author of the new book, I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace, a woman that was the youngest of nine children, and then she was orphaned by her biological parents along with everyone else. Pamela Capone is here. Pamela, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
What a way to start. Nine children. Well, what happened to your biological parents?
You know, they had a lot of, they just really struggled. They really were not equipped to be parents. They were good people. I believe they loved us, but they just really didn't know how to take care of kids.
They only figured that out after nine children? Or?
Yeah. They stopped after me, too, so I'm not sure what that said about me, but...
So they are alive or were alive? Or
No. They passed on when I was 16 and 20. At the age of 16 and 20. And then my foster parents took me in when I was 18 months old. And I consider them my heroes. And I call them swoopers. They swooped in and saved me. They just were, you know, just doing their life. And they found out that I needed a home and they gave it to me.
Did you meet your biological parents? Or?
Yeah. I'd seen them a few times over the years, and those weren't very fun experiences. I had a lot of shame connected to them.
How did they explain abandoning nine children?
They didn't. I heard my biological father talk about finding his niche. They were both really talented artists, and they just. I really can't explain it.
Do they feel bad about it? Or?
I don't know. They never apologized. I had a lot of anger and a lot of shame connected to them, and I carried that for a long time. But in my late 20s, I really I was able to resolve a lot of that, and I really do have forgiveness for them.
Did you then grow up with your eight other siblings?
No, I didn't grow up with them in the same home. We were all split up, and I went to live with my foster parents, Joe and Jean Shirola, in California.
How did the other eight make out? Are they all in good shape too? Or
yeah, they're all good. They're all really. Everyone's pretty talented artistically. Really sweet, really grateful people. Pretty amazing.
Talking to Pamela Capone, her new book, I Punched Myself in the Eye. What kind of self-sabotage were you doing, would you say?
I would say my number one self-sabotage is overthinking. I think a little bit too much. Sometimes that's kind of good. Sometimes that's not so good. But I would say that. I think also negative self-talk and fear. I let all of those little boogers come in sometimes. I'm a work in progress.
Do you think that's because of the way you grew up or just the story of your...
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think so. I think I'm a pretty sensitive person. I think I sort of came out that way, but I think everything that happened really contributed to that. But today I'm a pretty peaceful person. I still, as I said, I'm a work in progress and I still struggle with some things, but I feel pretty at peace and, I've got a good life.
Yeah. Now your foster parents, I guess in a sense, they're the only parents you really knew. At what point did you find out they weren't your biological parents?
You know, I always knew.
Oh, okay.
From the time they took me in. I don't remember ever a time when they told me. I just knew that they took me in, and I always felt very well taken care of by them. They treated me as they did their other two biological children.
Oh, really? Did they already have kids at the time? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were there any weirdnesses there? I mean, being in a house with biological children and you're not?
Secure, but it was only as a result of, you know, the knowledge that I was not from them. So there was a lot of hang-ups that I had, but they were not as a result of anything that my foster family did. They were always very encouraging and always told me I was loved as much as the others. So they did a great job loving me.
And what about the other two in the house then? You're not biologically part of the family. How did your siblings treat you then?
They were awesome. Yeah. They really were. I mean, it sounds pretty ideal, and in many ways it was. There was just a lot of internal stuff for me that was not related to anything that they did. It was just stuff that I knew, and maybe that's a result of you know, the circumstances and the facts, but also because of the maybe the way I'm wired. I'm just more of a sensitive person. So,
do you think it's like something your biological parents? Do you think they were similar that way to you then? Or?
I can't really speak for how they felt about any of it. I'm sure they felt very sad and sorry and regretful, but they didn't really seem to have, you know, 2 feet on the ground. I don't really know what the deal was, honestly. I'm sure they didn't want it to turn out that way, but they weren't equipped.
Pamela Capone, by the way, author of I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. We're here on 1320 WILS. What was that amazing grace you're talking about?
God, for sure.
And at what point did God become a big part of your life?
You know, I always felt, even from the time that I was a little girl, I was always really intrigued about spirit. And I always believed in a big God. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because of my insecurities, it was honestly hard for me to feel the love from God until I was a little older. It was hard for me to absorb love totally. And I really struggled with I was really a perfectionist, I guess.
Was there a precise point where you remember that happening? Are you connecting with God this way?
Oh, gosh. There wasn't like one moment, you know, it's been over time. But I've always felt like, you know, my foster family really demonstrated grace to me, you know, when they took me into their home. So that was like probably the first real act of grace in my life that I could really point to. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until my late 20s when I really got a bigger picture of what grace was in my life. And I've always felt, I've always been a very real person, honest. Mm-hmm. But I've also been really grateful. I was able to see the sad part before. You know, I knew how it could have gone so many different ways for all of us.
And you never struggled with substance abuse, things like that. That never pulled you in.
No, I struggle with a little bit of food issues. In my 20s, I had a little bit of bulimia for a while, so that was a thing for me. And I think that was just, you know, that sort of fell in line with my perfectionism.
Now, you're a mother now too, right? Has that given you any kind of a clearer perspective on what you went through yourself as a kid? Or?
Can you repeat that?
You're a mother, right, at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Now, does that kind of give you a perspective, a different one on what you went through as a child?
Yeah, it's interesting because I have a son and a daughter. My son is, was born 3 years before my daughter. So, and my daughter, as a little girl, she really looked a lot like me. So when she got to around the age that I was, when I was abandoned by my biological parents, that's when it really hit me. That was in my late 20s when I just I became exhausted by the attempt to be perfect. It's kind of hard to summarize it in just a few minutes, it really did bring it into full view when I had kids. It really forced me to look at it more.
I should know. The book is I Punched Myself in the Eye, Pamela Capone. Find her at PamelaCapone.com right here on WILS. Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're back tomorrow at 6. Good night.
Mid-Michigan's more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing.